Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Shine Lord Radio by your girl,
wow.
B. Wright. Wow, got T. Smiley on the line with
what's
me. What's up,
what's
dude?
Up?
What's up?
What's up? I know the Lord.
So, as you can see, I got jokes tonight, but still, it's a meaningful joke. We're going to talk about messages through tongues, and I'm going to play several David Barron's parody gospel songs. Then we're going to talk about them. So our first song, Angels Watch Me, I Know the Lord Will Make a Way. I mean, that's pretty much what we do for us daily. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm going to let you break down the next song. It's Got Me Over. And I just want to talk about something a little different. Got Me Over. Like I said, this is a David Mann parody. I pulled that from way back in the crates where I used to play it in school. So here's this one right here.
Guide me over, great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
barrel. Land. I am weak, but thy mighty hold me with thy proper hand. I'm weak.
Well, we
oh, I'm so weak, I'm so weak. With your powerful. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Oh, bread of heaven. Until I'm full and I don't want no more.
When you hear this song, what do you think?
I think old hymn, I'm sorry.
The old 100.
That's not, nah, but for real, that's one of them for them old saints.
And seasoned saints. Welcome, Kia D. How you doing?
What up with it? What up with it? Welcome, happy Sunday. I think of devotion. That's what they used to sing it when we used to do devotion back in the day. Yeah, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Yes, and then we sang it just like that. And that organ, though, if y'all would have heard that organ was hitting. Boy.
That organ was on point.
It wasn't hidden.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't hidden. And it was bread of heaven, not bread of heaven. I don't know if you noticed. It was bread of heaven.
Okay.
They hold them notes long. They hold them for a long time.
Man.
Okay, four more of them, so. But. Okay, so tonight we're going to do, like I said, message through songs. And I picked David Mann's petty songs because they're gospel. They're, it's legit. And it's what we're kind of like what we're going through and what we need to go through and how we should live our daily lives anyway. So the first, in case you missed it, it was just watching over me and I know you're over my way. And he kind of picked it up. When I first bought this CD, y'all, I was rolling. Like, that was my Sunday inspiration right there. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I got to play this on the radio one day. And today's the day. The next is going to be, I want to be in the meeting, and something's a hold of me. and we're going to talk about Redskins. Let's hear it real quick.
Oh, I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at the meeting around the throne. After the separation from the right and the wrong, I want to be at the meeting around the throne. You know, I remember when I was a little boy, people would be flopping and flying all around the church like Spider-Man and Superman. They'd be full of that Holy Ghost. It'd just jump all over them. Regular after a while, they start shaking. Well, one day I was sitting up there looking at people shouting, and that thing pulled around and it jumped on me.
Something got a hold of me.
Okay, so welcome back to Shine Lord Radio. I didn't think I could do this without laughing tonight, and it's proven that I could. But what do you think about that song, or those two songs?
I tell you what, they need to be singing them songs today instead of singing other stuff. I mean, honestly, songs like that, but for real, songs like that, they were sung in the right time, and you know, those are those true what you call it, worship songs or devotional songs or congregational songs that people can all sing. I went to the church one night and my heart wasn't right. Something got a hold to me. I ain't been the same since. That's a testimony.
And I went to I wanted to be in that meeting, and something got a hold of me, and I ain't been back. Oh, Kitty, what you think?
That's funny. That's funny. Actually, it's interesting. If you go back to the beginning of the song, he said he started telling a story. You know, and a lot of times in the songs back in the day, that's what they did. They told a story. They led up to something. And he said, you know, I watched people jump around. And when I was little, he said, I was a little boy back in the church, back in the day, I used to go to church as a little boy, and I watched people jump around like Superman and Spider-Man. He said, and, you know, I got older, and I was in the church, and something got a hold of me. He told the story, you know, it went from stage to stage so that we could see it. You know, and that's what they used to do back in the day with songs. They go from stage to stage so that we could see, you know, so. I absolutely love Brown because he is that song was in a movie. If I can't remember, it was in one of Madea's movies or something like that.
Exactly.
But it was yeah, it was hilarious then, and it is absolutely hilarious now. I love the way he told the story from being a little boy and then going and of course, getting older and that spirit grabbing a hold to him. And just the song is just hilarious. But it's so relevant. You know, it's what we listen to. You know what I'm saying? That's what I heard, you know, all growing up. So, yeah, but any Bible-toting, you know, gospel believer who grew up in the era that we grew up in, they heard these songs exactly that in that way, sung exactly that way. Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought I was the only one feeling that because I'm like, you know, back in the day, we used to sing.
Yeah.
I have no problem with their singing now, but I think we need to get back to the basics and have devotion with these type songs. Instead of some of the fast paced, you know, like every yada yada. Not no relation to those songs, but I think they need to get back to the old 100s, all these gospels that pretty much is on this CD. I think they need to get back to that for devotion to get people's mindset right for church and then go into our newer songs. That's just my opinion. That's not the opinion of We Talk Radio. The next one is In My Way. Here we go.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Okay, so when Cora killed his dog, he fixed it. Of course, you know, this came from one of the Tyler Perry shows, one of his plays, I'm sorry. And but the song is really parody songs. They were all in parody plays. And I just feel like, you know, it's time to break down songs. Think about the words of the songs and, you know, see what they do to your heart. What do y'all think? Did I lose you?
No, I'm good. What I was going to say, man, that song is kind of, almost to me, it's kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah.
He will fix it at the wow, which just, yeah, just wait, like KLD said. Something came in mind when I heard that song. Ain't not time when you want him, but he's always on time. He will fix it at the wow. If you just wait on the Lord, wait, I say, on the Lord.
Okay, Kia.
Yeah, okay, my bad.
You
know? That was totally okay. My fault. Okay, T. Smiley said it was his fault. We're going to blame it on him today. So, actually, that song, we used to sing it as a medley. There were several songs we used to sing with that as, in praise and worship, and that was one of them. But when I was a little girl, that was one of the songs, like, you all said, you know, we used to sing, and even still to this day, that song is still sung. And anybody who sings it, be it the old mother, the senior mother that sits on one of the first rows, or real talk, or the pastor that leads it, you know, somebody who leads it in devotion or whatever, it still has the same power. It's a great song. But just like Chief Molly said, you know, trouble in my way, I got to cry sometimes. Be patient, because Jesus will fix it. Real talk, you know, songs like teach us how to live throughout the week. You know, if you think about it, back in the day, you know, songs is really all we had. You know, we had the word, of course, yeah. But you know, think about that was what we lived on. You know, when we were slaves in the slave cotton field, we were singing. We were singing these songs. You know, so. Definitely, you know, these songs have carried our ancestors through for hundreds of years, and guaranteed my children's children will be listening to these songs, singing Trouble in My Way, I Gotta Cry Sometimes, but guess what? Jesus will fix it after a while.
Yeah. I wanted to say also, man, that, you know, you were talking about the word, you know, word being the actual word, but, you know, for some people that don't, that may not necessarily listen to the word while the word is being spoken.
Mm.
That song right there, that's meat
right
there that could last you all throughout the week. Because if you have any kind of problems, you can listen to that song and it'll be, you know, whatever trouble, whatever problem you got going on, especially this day and time, you know, you need a song like that to give you a meat, to give you some kind of encouragement that I got this trouble in my way. And, yeah, I'm crying. But guess what? Jesus is going to come through. He may not come when you want him, but he's going to be there on time. So,
yeah, definitely.
Right. That's a message within a song that don't need a benediction. Well, after you sing that song, you can have benediction because that just told you what to do for the whole week and beyond, pretty much.
Right.
The next one is When the Saints Go Marching In. And then have about three more. On the last one, okay, I'll tell you the songs. When the Saints Go Marching In, and then This Is Your Granddaddy, Father, Can You Hear Me? And then
that's
I'm going to switch over to Color Purple, God Is Trying to Tell You Something. Okay?
Wow.
So,
buddy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I want to get to that one.
you ready for that one, huh? Okay, here is this one.
Oh, watching it.
connection between you and God if you use it. Mm-hmm. And you are one of his people. What's your thoughts?
Opportunity for everybody to get a number. If nobody heard anything else, there's a number for you, you know. And it's not just a regular old random number. It's a special number that has your special name on it, and it's just for you. Nobody else can claim that number, and it's a number reserved and designated for you by God. And everybody has one, and I think that's the special thing about that particular song. Everybody got a number. Nobody has to feel left out. Everybody is special in God's number, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
And if you are with following God, it's easy to sing a song as to, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord.
Yeah. What does it mean to be a soldier, though, in the army is one thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you think about a soldier in an army, when the going gets tough, when the battle in the battlefield, they have a true opportunity to turn around and what they call it, drywall, firewall, AWOL. They can go
AWOL. So AWOL or retreat and go AWOL.
Yeah. But they don't. They don't AWOL and they don't go AWOL and they don't retreat. They stay and they fight. And that's what it is. That's what it means to be in the army of the Lord. We stay and we fight. And we don't even have to fight our own battles. It don't mean we fighting with pickaxes and guns and swords. That's not the kind of fight he's talking about. You know, he's going to fight that battle. The only thing that we need to do is exactly what he's told us to do. And it's in his word. We pick that word up, we'll find it. We're not sent here to judge. We are not sent here to be a judge. We're not sent here to be anything at all but servants in his army and to help lead his people, the people that are lost, to him. That's it. So everything else in between, going to work, that's cool, getting a job and raising kids, that's what he wants us to do, be fruitful and multiply. And we got it in order to be fruitful and multiply because he says we got to do that. We definitely need to have a job in order to make it happen. So I'm not saying it don't work, but what I am saying is all that stuff in between is just extra. The main thing he wants us to do is be in his number, Martha, doggone it, and making sure. That's right.
Uh-huh.
And making sure.
And it's even true today
coming with, us.
With this pandemic that's going on. So, you know, these songs that I picked out, I strategically did this just so that people who are listening can have an uplifting spirit with the music and the comedy, but still get a message about what's going on in the world today.
That's right.
So, our next song, I'm gonna say this is your granddaddy for last because that's gonna hit me a little bit. But this next song is "Father, Can You Hear Me" by Tiffany Evans, Tamla Mann, Terrell Carter, and Shirley Pepsi Riley.
Okay, that was a good one.
Right there was the invitation to Christ.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's
going to make TJ feel much worse, but by the comment he's going to make on this song. Go ahead, TJ, tell how you really feel.
Oh, man.
An invitation to Christ.
I'm sorry, but that was not an invitation to Christ. That was more like, come pick up your acting check at the end of this song.
Oh, man.
We'll have that on the table. I'm sorry. I just, every time I hear that song, man, all I go back to is the Madea play, man. I feel like there was nothing spiritual about that song. But somebody in the audience, somebody, yeah, got an invitation to Christ. But for me, I don't know if it was because I watched it too many times or what. But that was a dud for me. I'm sorry.
I remember in the play, and so it was interesting because I remembered when the song came on, I was like, I remember that song. Where do I remember that song from? And I had to go back
to the play.
I was like, oh, yeah, the actual scene. And then I kept remembering, I couldn't remember who you said was singing, and so except for Tamela Mann, then I went back and was like, wait a minute.
That's the
no.
Shaky Lady. Wasn't that the Shaky Lady?
I said, yeah, sure. I said, that's Cheryl Pepsi Riley. And I said, that's that chocolate dude, because I went back to the play. I started envisioning the play.
BQ.
Yeah.
You got on that blue.
Yeah, as they were singing, I was envisioning the play, you know. So I do remember that we watched that stage play quite a bit. We had the DVD.
I'm sorry, D-Ray. It's kind of hard for me to be, like, closing my eyes and lifting my hands up, and then all I'm thinking about, instead of thinking about Jesus, I'm thinking about the beer play.
And so that's what happens. Right. And so that's what happens with people with songs. You reference back to what you know. And so it's hard for somebody like TJ to pull away from what he already knows as that being a stage play song. He can't think of it as being an invitation to Christ. But for somebody, that was a true invitation to Christ, and it opened up their heart to who God was. So, cannot discredit the song at all.
Just listen to this more gospel music. That's all I got.
And the reason why I said it was an invitation to Christ, because the last verse was Shirley Pepsi Riley, if you can remember in the movie, she was coming in. She had been a crack addict, and she used to be in the choir at the church. And she was saying,
right,
can you hear even me, like a sinner? I want to be saved. I want to be cleansed. I want to come back home. So that's why I say that's the invitation to Christ song, because pretty much that most people think about, okay, that's the song, the end, and I'm going to wait to the end of the song and then go and extend my right hand to Christ. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, TJ. I mean, it's no problem. I get what you're saying. I like your opinion, too. It's just, you know, we think of it as the movie version or the play version and think, oh, no. But, you know, it is what it is. Okay, this one here, God is trying to tell you something.
Oh, yeah, it's my jam. I'm sorry before you start playing it. So me being a musician, man, like when I first started playing the drums, I kid you not, like every song that you played besides Can You Hear Me Now and It's Your Granddaddy, like I played when I first started playing the drums. So this over here is bringing back memories, man. I love it.
I'm glad I could put a smile on your face. Okay, here we go.
Been prodigal children one time or another.
Yes, Lord.
And I tell you, children, it's possible for the Lord to drive you home, but He can drive you home to truth. And He can fix it for you if you trust Him.
Shh. Let's sing. God's trying to tell you something. Y'all sing God's trying to tell you something.
Sing God.
Sing God's trying to tell you something. Tell you something.
speak to me.
Of the song and not just the song was to get like a demonstration. You have clubs near a church, right? You got juke joints or regular clubs near churches, and sometimes they conflict. And sinners want to, you know, they want to go out and club and then come back and go to church. Probably weren't the same thing. That's not me. That's not for me to judge here or there. However, she said, see, Daddy, even sinners have love, too. So to me, they're resonating saying that because I'm out in the world, God is still trying to tell me something. I just got to be able to listen and hear it and decipher it. What y'all think?
No, I think you just hit that one.
Absolutely.
On the head.
Absolutely. You just hit it.
That was good.
So, one of the things I was thinking about was, no, hold on, I'm sorry, I'm doing things more. One of the things I was thinking about was, you know, Color Purple was a powerful movie. The people in that movie was a powerful. It was just from the beginning to the end. If you think about the movie, you've never seen the movie Color Purple. I know we have a lot of people tuning in from around the globe. If you've never ever seen the movie The Color Purple, you have to go see that movie. That song was a part of that movie, and that movie is one of the most powerful movies that I can promise you ever hit the face of the earth, besides Titanic.
Yeah.
Right. Titanic was a powerful movie because it was real life. The Color Purple may not have been a true life story, but it was a true life story. You know what I'm saying? And so,
right.
From the beginning of the movie, it was very powerful. You had a very, I'm not, I don't want to tell the movie for those who haven't seen it, but it started out with a lot of trauma and a lot of power, and it moved on heavy trauma, heavy power, continued. Move throughout the movie until that point right there, it all kind of came together. And as I was telling T. Solid while the song was being played, like, you know, what was interesting during that movie, when everybody was at the movie theater watching that movie, during a particular part, there was not one dry eye in the house. Everybody was crying on that part because it was so powerful. You know, man or woman, it didn't matter. It was so powerful. That song, you know, had so much power, and it was because of everything that happened in the movie.
But that was the come to Jesus moment.
That was the come to Jesus moment.
That was the come to Jesus moment. Yep.
Right. It was 100%. There had been so much that had happened to that woman singing the song. There had been so much that happened to her, around her. She had just done so much in the movie. I don't want to give it away. Only to say, God, here I am. Use me for your purpose, God. So it was a very powerful moment, because every sinner, think about it, like you said, you got the juke joint that's right down the street from the church, and you might leave the juke joint, go straight to the church, got the same clothes on. It's the same deal. Leave the club, you leave, you know, from working all night, the church house, during Sunday morning, in the praise and worship, with the same clothes on, you in the believe me, I did it. I ain't trying to judge. I'm just saying it has been done because I did it. So I understand what I'm saying. But God always knew my heart. And that's what that song is about. God always knows who you are. He knows your heart. And here I am, God. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. You know, that like, she had a moment. She was tired.
Listen, I want to add one nugget. All that tied back into being in that number, having a number.
Your own special
number. Even if you did stray away and you out there in the club or whatever, and you doing what you're doing and all that other stuff, but then you hear this one particular thing, or you focus on one thing in the club, or however the case may be, because it happened to you before, and you hear the voice of the Lord, or something quickly convict you, knowing that God is trying to tell you something, He's pulling at you, and you. Are you gonna take heed or are you gonna keep going? So,
right.
The thing
got me was she was actually singing at the juke joint while this was going on, and that's why you heard the influx in the different songs.
Yeah.
So it convicted her to come on to church. From
what right.
She was already doing right. So, you know, that's the invitation to Christ. That's Christ. You. That's God telling you and telling you, hey, I better come see what it is. Okay, so
we're going to have to figure out what's going on with your mind, because I need to make sure every single word you're saying is heard, because every word you're saying is very important. And it's like sometimes every other word on your mic get heard, and I don't want the devil to come in to try to take away from what you're trying to say, because everybody around the globe is trying to hear it. It's very important. So we're going to figure out what's going on with your mic and we'll fix it.
Okay, yeah, I just bought a new headset, so I'm testing it out and trying to figure it out, my, you know, running troubleshooting while we're doing the show, actually.
Perfect.
But as we come to an end, I would like to ask Smiley to pray us out, and then I will ask your granddaddy.
Okay. Better say, shout out to my daddy. He celebrated his 69th birthday on this past Friday. Well, he would have been 69. He passed away a couple years ago in a tragic house fire. But we definitely want to celebrate all of the April baby's birthdays. We love you, April baby. My nephew's birthday, too. Oh, Lord, I got to call him Lord. Jesus, it's his birthday.
April birthdays, yep.
Shout out to Aaron, my nephew Aaron. I love you, Bubba Man.
All right.
It's prayer time. God, we thank you for allowing us just to wake up again. God, we thank you for just being God, being who you are in our lives, God. We ask that you just continue to watch over us, God, each and every day. Keep us in your will, God. Keep us in your arms, God. Keep us in your mercy and in your grace, God. God, we ask that you just touch the hearts of the people who lost loved ones, God, and they're not here, God. But we ask that you just comfort them in the time of need, God. We ask that you just increase, God, in us, God. Give us more of you, God, less of everything that's not like you, God, but more of you, God. We ask that you just be with us until we meet again, God, on this radio station. We Talk Radio. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Good job tonight, B-Ray. Great show.
Thank you. Thank y'all for helping out.
Yep.
Anytime.
Anytime.
I just
Anytime.
Feel so sad. I miss my daddy. Ooh. Ooh. This is your granddaddy. This is your granddaddy. This is your granddaddy. Your granddaddy. Your granddaddy. This is your granddaddy. Come on, let me say, granddaddy. I choose. sheet of paper and tie the cone off of it. That's a chinch. What? Chinch. Yeah. Chinch. So regular after a while after I chinched on that bank, I said I chinch. Yes. After that, Daddy said, you better jump in. So I cheetah-totted. Cheetah-totted.
Cheetah-totted.
Cheetah-totted.
Cheetah-totted.
Well, next thing you know, Daddy come up behind me. He smack up behind me. I ain't even see him right there. I ain't even see him. He pushed me in that water. Yeah, he pushed me in that water. But listen, I never learned to swim. I couldn't get the rhythm of the stroke. Why is it that I feel that I might choke? Psycho, Afro, Disco, Bado, Bio, Aquado.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.